All right, now listen to me. Do you suppose it could possibly be possible that these statements would include our spouses and our parents? Yes. What I want you to understand is, I'm not talking about peace like this. I just don't want to discuss this anymore. That wasn't peace. That was a truce. That was a Cold War. That was a ceasefire. That was, let's rearm and reload until I can think of some comeback tomorrow morning. All right? How about with friends? How about with acquaintances? I can't help but think, you know, how about with friends that we have theological differences? Is this your attitude toward those friends and acquaintances? That every time you see them, the only thing you're going to bring up is the very doctrine, the only doctrine that you know you do not agree on. With something like this, maybe. I'll give some for instances. Here's a tape that I just know God wants me to give you. Or God told me to tell you concerning the doctrine. I mean, we're all laughing because we've probably all had it happen to us. And maybe some of us have participated in this. See, this is not, I repeat, not being a peacemaker. You can do that, but again, it's the motive. See, if you do it every time, you're not a peacemaker. And beloveds, I want you to know it's going to cost you. There is a price to pay. But the result of that price is that you will have pleased your Heavenly Father. You will have obeyed Him. And this will please Him. And you will be called the children of God. And the last thing I'm going to tell you is Revelation 21, Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. Listen to me, just listen to me. Talks about us seated on the throne with Christ. Seated on the throne. I know I'm corny. I know that I can't live without... When I see things in Scripture, I have certain ways of picturing and visualizing. I've used myself and my emotions and my personality attributes to illustrate things to you before about will, my will being will that lives inside me, and will jumps up and doesn't want to obey God, and my emotions are my they're my teenagers. I see them as teenagers, you know, and they get all excited and they're trying to get will to do something because they can't do anything unless will says it's okay, you know, and they look out through the windows, which are my eyes. You know, you've heard me talk like that. There are just certain ways I think. I'm weird and I understand it. But for me, when I read that, we're seated with Him on the throne. Ken, I see me as a child playing, jumping and playing in the lap of my Father. And beloveds, if you can picture that, because that's what the Scripture says we're going to do, that is, hear me, pure peace plus. That's better than Adam had. And that is a goal worth going for. He says, to those that overcome, I'm going to let you play in my lap. That's the Floyd Jones loose translation from East Texas. You're tired. Would you stand? You little peacemakers, you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they and they alone shall be called the children of God. You became a peacemaker, those of you that are born again, the moment You received Jesus. You became a peacemaker. Some of you hadn't made any peace since. Repent. Keep current. Be a peacemaker. Tell others the gospel of peace. There's a price to pay for it. Don't be surprised. But let me tell you something. There's rewards too. Because some of you in this room, I led to the Lord. And you've become a children. You're not just my son, my brothers. You're my children. Others of you, you were in diapers. God had just barely birthed you and dumped you right on my doorstep. And said, okay, there, Floyd. Change that diaper for them. Because some of you came in stinking. Needed cleaning up a bit. And I washed you with the water of the Word. And it was fun. And I've watched you grow. And you're growing. I'm going to tell you, listen. You just don't know. You come and you listen and you think, I don't know what's happening. You don't understand what God does back this way while I'm going with God's Word out to you. You don't know how many of you God uses to minister to me. While you just sit there, I see your hearts. I see the love. I see the resentments. I can tell what I know what's going on. You got to be on this side of it to know what to appreciate what I'm trying to tell you. It's beyond belief. I wouldn't trade places with anyone, anywhere, anytime that ever lived. I don't want to be anybody else. I got peace.